This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
This is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
Just how bad can it get? This is by far the worst team that has ever sat in this locker room. You don't deserve a locker room. You don't deserve a locker room the way you're playing here. You should be playing without uniforms. Playing in jockstraps. Every time we get ready to play, I just want to throw up. There's not one of you, not one of you that's learned how to win. We got hammered the last 4 days. And it stopped right now.
Welcome in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Game day
edition of the program. Excited about it. Tennessee.
We're fired up, focused, and prepared, folks.
Florida. It's a rivalry. Alongside Houston Kress, I'm Nate Hodges. It's 3 and Out. We got Adam Hickman on the board. Davey Hudson serving an indefinite suspension.
A definite, indefinite suspension for that joke yesterday. Got a lot of feedback, and we will not tolerate that kind of stuff on this show. We're better than that. We're bigger than that. And, you know, actions have consequences, so Davey, we'll see. You know, we wish him the best, but we really just don't know.
We did not cow to public pressure, though. This was a decision made just as we...
No, yeah.
Someone filed a complaint with HR. The standards here at Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was asked, did you guys know he was going to tell it? No, I didn't even know he was going to tell a joke. Much less, I mean, obviously.
A joke. Yeah. Sad, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, someone filed that to HR, and HR decided that an indefinite suspension would be the way to go.
Would be the appropriate.
Certainly good.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was the right decision by HR. Look, I mean, we're professionals here. We can't be goofing off, and especially, you know, just low brow.
Oh, I know. Just, we don't bring more attention to it.
It was sexist. It was It was just disgusting.
They had no place.
I got young ears too. I can't be hearing that.
I know. That's what we had just talked the day before.
Young ears.
About, you know, waiting until 9 so that hopefully the students and kids are in class and not listening, and then he just busts that out of nowhere. It's disrespectful to you, really, as the owner of the station. Disrespectful. And if there's one thing we don't tolerate around here, it's disrespect.
Mm.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, we'll see if he gets back. You know, he's got some things he has to do. He'll be working out on his own for a little bit, and if he can meet the criteria, he might be back with the team soon.
Big night of SEC basketball last night.
Boy, we were close, weren't we? We were right there to getting the old Bruce Pearl special, get to number one in the country, and then road game, lose it. Not so fast.
Mm.
I'm now a little bit more worried about our trip to Missouri.
I'm telling you, they can beat anybody if they play good.
Well, it was weird. They jumped out early. I mean, they were just hitting three after three after three, got a big lead, and then it became, I'm kind of surprised because Konzo made that the exact type game he wanted to make it into. That second half was not fun to watch, team. Not good. I think, did both teams score 22 or something in the second half?
24-23.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's just brutal ball. But Auburn survives.
55-54, Auburn over Missouri on the road in their first game ever as the number one team in the country. Dude, that's what it's about in the SEC. You go on the road, you could lose any game. And you just got to make sure.
I would have disagreed with you until yesterday because, in fact, it is now true. Bama went to Georgia, and Georgia got the win, their first SEC win of the year. Shouts out Tom Crean. Nicely done. Kentucky over Mississippi State in overtime.
Yeah, that was a close one, obviously. Georgia 82, Alabama 76. I'm afraid we're going to get to the end of the season and be like, oh, my gosh. Even without two players, we should have beat Alabama.
Yeah. We get them again.
I mean, maybe.
Don't we? Am I making that up? Do we not get them again?
I think this is.
We do?
We usually play them twice, I'm pretty sure. But I don't think we play them twice this year for some reason.
We don't. Mm. Come on.
Yeah.
For some reason in my head, I thought we had a chance to.
We do have to go to Georgia.
To avenge that. Well, yeah.
I know you were worried about it now.
Well, I'm always worried because we just never – I don't remember us ever playing well. We've won a couple times. I just don't remember us ever playing well in Stegman Coliseum. Yeah, I've seen this. Brett sends this in. Apparently, KD Johnson might have had a shot clock violation on one of the final shots of the game that gave Auburn the lead.
Mm.
There's also a still shot of Walker Kessler pushing two Missouri defenders right in the back, under the basket. I mean, just, he's in mid-shove. No call. Bucket counts. Auburn survives. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Were we number one when Grant had to go crazy at Vanderbilt to survive that game? Didn't that happen to us with Rick Barnes? We got to number one, went to Vanderbilt.
Yes, because I think that was the whole thing. It's like,
weren't
they
Ofer?
Yeah.
In the league?
That was the year that... I think so.
Wasn't that also our first game as number one? Because the whole storyline.
Yeah,
whole
like
talk
we. Hey,
was,
we're number one again.
That's what I was saying.
Let's
Again. I think that's right. I think that's right. Mm-hmm. Grant, what was he? 20? Was he 24? 24 from the line, 42 points,
something like that.
The play of the game was.
Oh, that
one of the best dunks I've seen in college basketball.
Not even close. Yeah, the Bowden alley-oop
off the
inbounds,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unfortunately, if your name wasn't Zion that year, nobody cared. So
that's true. That's true.
See, I've forgotten about Zion. You just don't.
It's because he didn't say Zion.
Zion.
So.
And then we need to get the ball to Zion.
We gotta get the ball to Zion. Rat boy.
They barely won last night too.
But they did. Survived. 71-69 over your Clemson Tigers.
My Clemson Tigers.
What? I don't know if it's the team from South Carolina. Pretty much give it to you. Arizona dropped number two. They lost 75-59 to UCLA at UCLA. Mathurin had 16. What did Juzang have? Juzang had 15. Wow, Mathurin, he led all scores, but didn't get a lot of help from what's Kerr Crissa? Is that it?
For who?
Arizona.
The guy, yeah. Steve, yeah, Kerr's that whatever, like whatever. Yeah, Kerr Crissa. 35 minutes, 0 points, 4 turnovers. Did have 6 assists. But there goes that. It was nice for a while being the only team that beat Arizona. I like that.
I saw somebody, I think it was Aaron Torres. No, he was tweeting about the game, but it might have been somebody else that said, you know, Arizona, like, looks the part, but they really don't have any, you know, really big wins yet.
Yeah, and they kind of got housed last night. Not housed, per se. I mean, it wasn't, you know, 30 points or something.
Right,
but, you know, they were ranked ahead of UCLA and lost by 16.
Yeah.
Yes, it was on the road.
I don't think they ever really had control of the game, ever.
Never led or anything like that? Maybe like an early
lead. I think it
happened.
What happened against them here, same thing. They just, UCLA jumped on them and never,
actually,
never got close. It did get close against Tennessee, but.
It was 17-16, 5 minutes in, but then,
okay,
actually, UCLA opened it up pretty big. They got up, they got up about 15. Arizona cut into it, and they kind of coasted it back out to 16, so.
Arizona's best win is Illinois. They did have that one. It's pretty
good. That, at the time, that was a really good win. And Illinois last night beat Michigan State. Yeah.
Point.
I mean, they was at Illinois, but still.
They did beat Michigan as well, but of course they
but Michigan's kind of, yeah. Michigan started out with all the hype and, you know, hoopla, and now they're just, didn't I say yesterday they were on the bubble or maybe not even in the tournament?
Last four in.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's a bad year to be a college basketball coach at your alma mater.
Huh. I have to go down the list, but I mean.
Well, I mean, the two big ones are absolute crap this year.
Yeah, Howard, Penny. I'm sure there's more, but who's my guy at North Carolina?
Ooh,
Hubert
Davis.
Davis.
Yeah,
they're not terrible. They're not terrible. Not as good as, you know, you expect North Carolina to be year in and year out.
Davis always says they're awful, no matter what.
Well, I know. That's why I'm...
Right.
It's not true, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to not hear that, but thanks for, you know, bringing it up and reminding
me. I didn't mean to.
He's on suspension. We don't need to talk for him.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, well, I was saying the opposite of what he would normally say.
North Carolina's 13-6.
Are they still ranked or no? Probably not. They hopped into the top 25 last week or the week before.
Listen to this. The ACC only has one team currently ranked.
Yeah, it's been a tough start for the ACC. You remember what I was watching
that's
yesterday?
Weird,
I think I was when I was watching some of that Missouri-Auburn game, I think one of the commentators was talking about not sure what's going on with the ACC, but that's probably going to open up a couple spots for the SEC because this league – maybe not as top-heavy as it has been. Obviously, Auburn's, you know, class of the league. But I mean, we went through it yesterday. What was there, like 8, 9 teams that could potentially make their way into the NCAA? Hell, maybe get to 10. I'm not sure. A lot of good teams. Ooh. Did we say, I guess we did mention yesterday that Texas fell out of the AP top 25?
Yeah, we did.
That's a bummer. That's sad.
You know,
we got a big game coming up, hoping that would be, you know, a marquee matchup, and Texas not really doing their job. Sad. Hate to see it.
I'm fine with playing teams that are not peaking.
I just want, like I said yesterday, yes, winning games is great. I wonder how much better are we actually getting? How good can we actually be if we end up playing a bunch of teams that are either in a slump or banged up? You know, no Castleton tonight for Florida. We'll get into that game, I'm sure, a little bit, but
doesn't matter.
Well, if we
get a good seed, then that's all. Then the regular season doesn't matter anymore.
Well, I mean, if we get a good seed, that means we're, you know, expected to be a good team, and then what if we're just not that good?
Yeah,
like we get overseeded.
Three seed, I mean, surely you win the first one, and then you were going to be in a game no matter what at that point, round two.
Okay.
It's all about the matchups then, Chris. You know how it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I don't know.
I don't think we're going to get that much better during the season if our opponents are playing better. I mean, they're going to be tough enough for us to get better if we figure ourselves out.
What I'm saying is, if we're winning these games against weaker opponents and we think we're getting better, is it like, you know, is it false confidence going into?
Yes, it absolutely is. Okay. But that's just a a fan mentality thing. The play of the players.
Well, no, right. It is a fan mentality. But what is also the fan mentality? Oh, Rick Barnes doesn't win in postseason, and if we think we're really good, like he's, you know what I'm saying, he's raising the bar by beating all these bad teams. Like, oh, look at our record. Wow, really turned it around. Start with that LSU win. Went on a big tear. Mm-hmm. Maybe then expectations get up. You only win a game or two in the instant play. Well, if you win two, I think people would be happy. If you only win one, people are right back where we started. Nate, everyone's mad again. Mad at Rick Barnes. Can't do it in the postseason.
I see.
So I'm just – he's making enough money. He can handle the attention, positive or negative. But, you know, just – I'll take all the wins I can get. I'm just saying. Mm. Playing teams that aren't quite at full strength, don't want us to get a big head. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, you know?
So you're afraid.
I'm not afraid. I would like to play teams at full strength so that I know exactly what we got. That's all I'm saying. I'm happy with every win. I'll be happy with a win tonight. Going to the game, excited about that. Hate it for Castleton, but I really just want to win. That said, how much are we really learning about ourselves and how much better are we actually getting playing teams that aren't full strength? But then what if we get to the postseason and we're playing teams that aren't full strength? So, you know, you really don't know.
That's what I mean. It's survive in advance. Like, whether we play a better team or a worse team now, and you know a little bit more about the level of our play in this particular game, who knows? We could play a 90 out of our possible 100 level game tonight and win big, and then in the NCAA tournament we could play at 86 and still win, or we could play at 94 and lose. We like to think it matters. I mean, even if these teams were at full strength and, man, we start reeling off just win after and look great, even if that happens, you still going to go into round two poised on the brink of the Sweet 16 and a 3-6 matchup?
Fearless.
Just expecting Tennessee to just come out there and just no problem. You're not going to have sweaty palms at all. You're just going to be like just hanging out at the watch party like, I mean, we've been so good. These last 10 games, we're like a different basketball team. We're unstoppable
Oregon
now.
Oregon State.
There is no way we lose this
Loyola
game.
Loyola Chicago. I mean, come on. With this team? No way.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Purdue.
Nothing.
They got one guy.
It's not like
anyone's going to come off the, you know, these screens from 35 feet and hit 8 threes against you. No, you just got to guard Carson Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. You're on it. No, I'll be terrified.
See?
Terrified, absolutely.
So just enjoy racking up these wins now, buddy.
I'm not counting tonight as a win, man. That's a Florida team that got him.
I'm in LSU.
Oh, yeah, well, that one. Oh, it's Will Wade. I wouldn't care if it was, you know, four starters and a walk-on or if Will Wade had to drag his mayonnaise sack out there and figure it out. Like, I don't care. That's Will Wade. And him pouting on the scorer's table is just.
Oh. Rick Barnes is our coach. The regular season's all we got, boys.
Okay. What are you doing? He finally did what you've been begging him to do. He beats LSU, and now
I'm just hating on him.
If this team makes a Sweet 16, you don't get to enjoy it. That's the rule. You don't.
You're in timeout.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to allow it. I might not even let you watch the game.
That's fine with me.
Uh-huh.
Just as long as we win a game or two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to win a game or two. Gosh, negative. So negative.
You know, Kimpom has us winning almost all the rest of our games.
Yeah, you said that yesterday. Only Texas, right? That's the only game we're not favored in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe Kimpom.
No?
What do you mean? It's math. I mean, it's just metrics and stuff.
Yeah, seems like they've been wrong a whole lot this year about us.
Have they? I mean, they had us losing by 3 at Kentucky.
It.
We lost by almost 30.
I doubt it. The home and away is a huge deal. I'm sure it picked us to lose against Villanova.
It did.
I think it had us beating Texas Tech.
It did have us beating Texas Tech, and we should have beat Texas Tech if we could shoot worth a damn.
For most of the year, it had us losing at Alabama, at LSU, at Kentucky. And I think
losing at Alabama, it should have once it was announced, you know, that Chandler and Fulkerson were out.
And I think it had us winning by one against Arizona even. Hmm. But I could be wrong. Maybe just losing by one. It was really tight because we were the home team.
Just feels like things have been a lot worse given the way we've lost games.
Mm-hmm. It's not that bad, Hickman.
I know I've kind of started to come to the realization that, hey, maybe I overreacted a little bit 3 weeks ago, but...
Huh. Really?
At this point, I just got to keep being negative and maybe we'll keep proving me
something
wrong.
Something about that chair, man. There's something about that chair.
That's not the way you... No, you should change.
No, it's that chair. It's the closer you are to that chair, the more negative.
That's the problem with our society. You just admit you were wrong and change.
Well, he was
become a better man.
He was trying, and then he realized the Davey energy in that seat. Hmm. I mean, man, maybe if the indefinite suspension lasts long enough, that'll all clear out of there. I don't know. What is he? It's like is it the lack of light, lack of color over there? I mean, you're looking this way, though. They're seeing all the...
I like the lack of light back here.
Oh, you do?
Ah.
Yeah, dark soul.
It was up to me.
You're like a bear?
I'd probably do the show with the lights off.
See, that's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's weird.
It's so peaceful in the morning.
Peace. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, but then you're wanting to sleep, and, like, you know, we got to wake up and wake people up. People, uh-huh. They count on us. I mean, they're listening to us right now in the shower, getting ready for the day. It's cold out there, folks, by the way. Go ahead and start your cars a little early. Make sure they warm up.
Yeah, it really is.
Like 20 degrees when I woke up.
Uh-huh.
Freezing. Sheesh. All right, lots to get into today. Big show.
Big show. Big show.
All right, what are you doing? Wake the hell up. What's wrong with you? Big show.
Just mulling over this whole, you're wanting to play better teams.
So, no, I just want to make...
Which might make us lose, which would give us a worse seed in the tournament.
I'm not saying, like, I want to go play the Warriors or something. I'm just saying I'd be interested to see these teams at full strength so we kind of had an idea of what we had.
I mean, these are the games, Chris. These are the games that are going to shape the season. You know, Florida, they're 44 in the KenPom. Texas,
I'm with
15.
I'm with you.
Texas A&M, yeah. 60. Sure. Mississippi State's 39. We'll get back to playing the Kentuckys and the Auburns later in mid-late February. Don't you worry. We got those two teams coming up. They're both at home.
Our place.
But let's just enjoy taking care of some beat up business right now, okay?
I don't like the way you're talking about this game tonight. That always makes me nervous.
If they don't show up, it's not my fault.
Do you see the FanDuel spread?
No, what was it?
10. Huh? Vols by 10.
KenPom says 9.
Of course.
has it ever been this easy to be a sports book? I swear, we should just open one. How much money do we need?
I think it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's like millions and millions, and then you have to have a certain percentage reserved in cash.
Right. We should roll that all into an NIL thing, you know? We could just...
I don't think they can do NILs with gambling. Nice try. That's the one thing I don't think they can do. And alcohol, right? It's like alcohol, gambling. Mm. Hi, I'm Kennedy Chandler, and I smoke Marlboro Light. Like, I don't think they can do that.
We'll just split up the businesses. So...
Oh, okay.
We'll run our gambling ring, and they'll do fan-run radio ads, but we'll pay them with the gambling
money. What you're describing is money laundering, I believe. I think that's money laundering. I just look into that.
But see, we can do it legally because we run advertisements. So there's a lot of businesses set up this way, you know, like where you set up one holding company, and then you pay rent to your own business. And,
yeah,
you know,
right.
So we would run advertisements for our gambling.
You know,
service.
When we had those goats, you probably could have filed this as a farm and gotten a tax credit.
Yeah, but that was kind of illegal because you're not allowed to have farm animals in the city limits.
Sorry for telling it. Well, everyone knew. We talked about them all the time. That's how Ross Perot saved like millions, maybe billions of dollars by doing that with his business.
My mom used to work for the USDA, and she said these farmers would just come in and they'd pick up their checks for not planting certain crops in certain fields.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, the government will just pay you to like
to not grow,
not plant corn if they have too much corn, or to, you know, plant something else that the supply is a little low in.
Hmm.
They get it subsidized.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
The more you know, you know?
Yeah. It's all about knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Big game day edition of the program. More of it next. Breaks lit as usual. Welcome back to Three and Out, right here on Fan Run Radio. Appreciate you listening. Big game tonight, Tennessee, Florida. Click on the old Gators here. They're struggling, missing their big man. They lost Ole Miss 70-54.
Yeah.
On Monday night.
Hey, these road games in the SEC, man, it's tough. Tough stuff.
Yep. Florida now 3-4 in conference play. They had won three in a row before that lost Ole Miss. I mean, the three in a row were South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
They had lost their first three out of the gate to Alabama, Auburn, and LSU.
That's a tough three out of the gate, all things considered. How does this work, you think? He got the extension in the offseason, got a little bump in pay, got the extension.
Mm-hmm.
They're out Castleton right now. They're out one of their best three-point shooters. Is this a thing where you think the administration says, hey, you lost two of your key guys for, you know, start a league play? I think yesterday they were on the bubble. Like, they were the last four in, I believe, as after the loss to Ole Miss. Do they roll them one more year, or do they say, hey, Mike, things just aren't really working out here? I mean, they wouldn't do it mid-season, I wouldn't think, but it'd be kind of sad if he got fired, you know. Well, it'd be nice, I guess. He gets fired, he can just kind of hang with Danny for a little bit. I don't want him to be fired. I want him to coach forever at Florida.
You know he'll end up as an assistant here at least.
No, he's too good to be an assistant coach.
Well, maybe he takes a year off, learns from a – seasoned vet like Rick.
When you give a
Barnes retires and Danny just says, hey, bro, we got an opening. Why don't you come? What? There might be some synergy there with, you know, the brothers tag team in basketball. That could be a real thing. Wouldn't that? I mean, he did turn this job down, did he not? Am I crazy? Did he not turn us down when we went and hired Tindall? Isn't that right? We went after him at some point, and I think he turned the job down. And then went to Florida. And he's been there for quite a long time now, hadn't he?
Yeah. I mean, when you give a guy an extension in the offseason like they did, they'll look for any excuse to not, you know, for it to be okay. So I think your first scenario is the correct answer to that question. They're going to be like, we're missing some guys. It's the penny defense. We don't have a roster.
Yeah, but, I mean, Mike White's at least likable, right? He's not unlikable.
Yeah, he's only unlikable for us because he's at Florida. If he was at...
But I actually like him because we seem to do pretty well against him,
so like
him most of the time. This is his seventh season at Florida. Yo.
Hmm.
I'm trying to see here. I mean, he's made the tournament every year but his first year. Made an Elite Eight his second year. Round of 32, round of 32, round of 32. For some reason, I thought we were discussing. I thought he had a Sweet 16. I mean, he did. He got to the Elite Eight, but I thought he had one more pretty good.
I thought he had one more, too. It's not bad, though.
He's, let's see here, 135-81 at Florida. That's 62.5% winning his games. He's won 58.4% of his games in league play. 9-7 last year in league play, and then the year the postseason tournament was canceled, he was 11-7 in league play, tied for fourth. I don't know.
He's kind of like this year's Tennessee basketball team, though. Like, you can look at you can look at the, you know, the list of season results and be like, all right, whatever, seems okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch them play basketball, And at times, you're like, I'm okay, looking pretty good. And at other times, you're like, what are you doing? Like, team, what are you doing? How did you think this was going to work? You know?
Well, that's been a big problem with Florida fans. Is they say for the personnel he has, the offense doesn't make sense, and then he'll get personnel that fits the offense, and then he'll change the offense, and it just doesn't make a ton of sense. Where do you put Florida basketball in the, I guess, the pantheon? Is this a Tennessee situation under Pearls? Like, hey, you had Donovan, you kind of hit lightning in a bottle, you won back-to-back titles, but all in all, like, you shouldn't really expect to be that good, or is it Florida and with all the athletes, you should kind of expect Florida to be pretty damn good in just about every sport?
I think you expect Florida to be good at every sport.
I think so, too.
You have to have high expectations.
Whoa.
I mean, I know at some of these football schools, it almost feels like you can't be good at both at the same time, but you can't.
Florida won national championship in football and basketball in the same year.
Yeah.
I think, are they not the only team to do that? Am I missing one? Like, Ohio State didn't do it. Bama hadn't done it. Florida State hadn't done it. I think they might be one of the only ones to have done that in quite some time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a huge deal when it happened.
I missed this yesterday, but someone said something about what happened at Louisville.
Yeah.
Chris Mack is out at Louisville?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear who their top target is?
No. Nate Oates?
Bruce Pearl.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
And somebody, I don't know. I mean, it was a blue check. Somebody, some reporter somewhere said he wants the job.
No.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Said he wants
it. It'd be so much easier to root for Pearl if he wasn't in the SEC. Of course, you have no problem rooting for him anyway, even though he's in the
SEC.
Really
care. Yeah,
but Auburn. Talk about a team, a school that has no basketball history outside of Big Chuck. Like, they don't deserve Bruce Pearl. I give him all the credit in the world for making the move and hiring him when they did. Like, that was just genius. But it's Auburn. They don't deserve good basketball. They don't deserve to be this good. You disagree?
No, I'm just thinking.
About
what you're saying, that a lot of Auburn fans were getting super salty.
Why would he want to leave Auburn for Louisville?
Maybe that's why they almost lost last night.
Oh, you think he's distracted?
Little 1 foot out the door.
Well, maybe.
I mean, he wouldn't go now. It's like he's going to go in the middle of the season and just pick
up. You know, that rumor, though, makes me think there's a part of him that really would come back to Tennessee, though. Like, I get Louisville's kind of more of a blue blood.
Look, I have no inside information on this. I went to school with Steven. I worked with the women's team while Bruce was there. Had a lot of conversations with him, with Jackie. I don't know them still, but, I mean, they loved it here. All of them. Pearl family loved Knoxville. And I absolutely believe if Rick Barnes retired and Danny White called Bruce Pearl, I think absolutely Pearl would come back. Just like I thought if before we hired Heupel, if we'd called Lane Kiffin, I think Lane Kiffin would have come back. I think people who get here and have success and then leave or get fired kind of realize, wow, that place can be pretty special. I mean, you got to think, at one time, we had Pat Summitt, Bruce Pearl, and Lane Kiffin. Like, that's a pretty damn good trio.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, that's – we had young, kind of inexperienced, cocky, brash, maybe slightly dumb Lane Kiffin. But, I mean, you can't deny that the excitement around the football program while he was here, that short year, was legit. And then what Pearl did to basketball in, I mean, less than a season, really. I mean, we went from an absolute joke – to beating Rick Barnes in Texas on the road and then ultimately getting a 2 seed in the first year. That's unbelievable, unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
But he struggled. He didn't do that at Auburn. It took him a while.
Yep.
He had some really bad teams his first couple years at Auburn. Yeah, Dominique Yates. Sources tell me if Chris Mack is gone as Louisville's coach. Is that finalized? Is that official? That's kind of a bombshell. Did they say why?
No, it that tweet was before when it was like rumored, and then it broke okay. later, like official, at least the way I understood it.
Do we know what happened? What had happened with Mac? Did he punch a kid? Hookers in the know. In the dorm again? Did they do the hookers in the dorm again? Did they not learn so. Their lesson? But yeah, Dominic Yates says Kenny Payne, Bruce Pearl, Will Wade, Nate Oates. Hey, that's three in the SEC. Come on, Louisville, do it. I'd take any of those three out of the SEC. I'd be fine with that. That'd be quite a jump for Nate Oates. That would prove to me that Danny White can hire a basketball coach. He goes from, to Louisville. That's we've talked about this. You consider them a blue blood? Louisville basketball?
Yes.
Is that the one I argued with you on?
Yes, that's one you argued on with me on.
I feel like since that argument, my argument has gotten a little stronger, but it's definitely a premier job. Hickman, would you consider Louisville basketball a blue blood?
I think this is similar when people ask, do you consider Tennessee football a blue blood?
Like they were a long time ago, but now it's kind of like, eh.
I'm going to have
to. Isn't that part of it? Like being a blue blood, you have to have sustained success. You have to not be a laughing stock. They've been kind of a laughing stock since the Patino stuff.
I'm going to lean towards yes, just because I value a program's history.
Okay. What are you studying over there?
I was pulling up the list of seasons for Louisville basketball.
All time?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
look, I'm not saying they're not a great program historically. I just don't know if I would, in the moment, a snapshot, I don't know if I would consider. I think it could be considered a blue blood job. I mean, they've got the tradition, the fan base, the facilities.
They won a national championship 10 years ago. They were in the Final Four 11 years ago. They were in the Final Four in 2004, 2005 as well. So three Final Fours in the 2000s. Those are all Patino teams, of course.
Right.
Denny Crum had been there, forever. He won that.
I love that name. I think it's because it makes me think of Harry Crum.
He won the national championship in 85, 86. He went to the Final Four in 82, 83. He won the national championship in 79, 80. Went to the Final Four in 74, 75. There's a ton of Sweet 16s littered through these teams, and the Elite Eights with Patino. I mean, yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I think you're right. Recently, it's been a little rough, but I'll stand by that. Last year, or no, the no postseason year, they finished tied for second in the ACC. They were 24-7. So they kind of got robbed of, to play in the tournament their best year of the Chris Mack era, which is the last three seasons.
Okay.
Right. He got bounced in the first round his first year, 18-19. So, man. Maybe I'm just been under a log. Like, I don't understand. I don't remember. I know he got suspended, but I'm trying to remember what all the drama was and the...
They are tied for seventh in all-time Final Four appearances with eight. Tied with Indiana, who I think we all would agree. Actually, pretty similar recent history for those two. But there's something about Indiana basketball,
But think about it.
I know.
Isn't Louisville recently, you want to go like last 20 years, so much better than Indiana?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even close.
I just think it's because...
Not even close.
There's something about Indiana. You hear Indiana, what do you think of? You think of a dude shooting hoops on a barn.
Yeah, but Louisville's in Kentucky.
No, I know, I know.
If you had to pick state number two to have that same thought with...
I'd say maybe that's part of it, though. It's Kentucky, and obviously the blue blood in that state is Kentucky, and so the fact that they're, they're good.
So in October, it came out that the staff had been participating in impermissible on-court activities, and they were creating personalized videos for recruits, which is a no-no.
On-court extra practices or something?
No idea. And then
the vague language of the NCAA, yeah.
And apparently there was a assistant, it sounds like, who was threatening to go to the NCAA if he wasn't paid his full salary after being dismissed from the program.
Sounds like things are going great on the inside.
Yeah, and Mac recorded that conversation. So, I mean,
why would you record that?
I don't know.
Like, you're trying to blackmail the blackmailer? That's interesting.
So, this was in October, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it was one level one violation and six level two violations.
Amateur hour.
But some of those did date back to the FBI pay to play investigation in college basketball in 2013.
Okay. We'll dig in deeper on the Chris Mack saga at Louisville.
Man, all-time winning percentage college basketball. You ready? Kentucky, sure. Yep. North Carolina, Kansas, Duke, UCLA. Would you consider those blue bloods?
Yeah, I would.
Syracuse, blue blood.
Yeah.
Then we get our first kind of shocker. Western Kentucky.
Really?
Who, again, is in the state of Kentucky and has been playing basketball since 1915.
Western Kentucky, 22 appearances in the NCAA tournament without reaching a Final Four. That is tied for fourth most.
Western Kentucky, you might say, oh, they got a high winning percentage because maybe they didn't play as many games. Or no, actually, Western Kentucky has more wins than lots of the teams that, you know, other teams. Anyway, all right, next. Now you can debate these. Are they a blue blood? Arizona. Villanova. Louisville. Then you got Murray State, who hasn't played as many games. Again, we're going winning percentage. Then you got Notre Dame, Utah, St. John's, Cincinnati. So somewhere there is the break, probably. And there might be some others that you can make some weird case for down the road, but or down the list, like maybe UConn if you wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. But somewhere in that from Syracuse to Notre Dame range is probably the line, depending on
I'd
what your kind of definition of blue blood is. But yeah, interesting. All right, we'll come back with more. Final segment, hour one. Now. Final segment, hour number one. Yeah, lots going on in the college basketball world. Chris Mack. What? Something had to come to light, like, more to move on him, like, just right now in the season.
Yeah, right? I would say so. It must be pretty – I mean, it's got to be pretty egregious, right? Mid-season. It's got to be NCAA stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're basically saying, like, ah, just punt it. Like, just – we got to get him out now.
And he's only been there
– it's like year four, right? Or three. Three.
This is his third season. He was hired in 18,
I guess,
but that might have been...
I guess this is... Did we have a tournament last year? NCAA tournament?
Yeah, we lost to Oregon State.
Year before it got canceled.
So this is his fourth year. It's weird. So it's on the... Because it said... Yeah, 2 years ago, they were really good. No tournament. Last year, I think they just missed it. Last year was the shortened schedule. It was kind of weird.
Not that many
games. See if I can find. They are 113th in the KenPom rankings at 11-9 this season.
Yeah, maybe it's just not working out. They're not very good.
They're not good, and
you just make a move.
You know, cheating or whatever.
Where did they get him from? Xavier? Where was he before that?
Xavier or Cincinnati, I feel like. Yeah, one of those, right?
Well, Cronin was at Cincinnati. Right?
So and Mac didn't, was it?
It wasn't Mac Xavier. At Xavier because they got in that fight and there was like a big deal.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Listen to this. Most NCAA tournament appearances without reaching a Final Four. BYU, 30, their first.
Okay.
Xavier and Missouri. I can't believe Xavier's never been to a Final Four. That doesn't even seem possible. They've been to the tournament 28 times, no Final Fours, tied for second. Tennessee is fourth all time in tournament appearances without reaching a Final Four. Wow. 23 tournament appearances. No Final Four.
Well, that makes me feel better that, you know, us kind of complaining about it is kind of holds up, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know who I'm necessarily complaining to or about. It's just like, we just need to break through at some point, you would think.
Yeah, I'm not, like, blaming any singular person. I just, as a Tennessee fan, we are justified in saying it's kind of ridiculous that we've never been to the Final Four.
Yeah. And now you see how many times we've gone, and it kind of makes sense. Captain Touchback says the Yum Center's been practically empty for home games under Mac. I wouldn't have considered Louisville a fair-weather fan base when it comes to basketball, but I guess maybe I should. I mean, in reality, I guess most basketball fans are – I mean, Duke's pretty much always good, and Cameron's pretty small, so that's always a pretty good environment. But, like, when Tennessee's bad, I mean, we hang the curtains up in the upper deck.
Do you think – I think you read this tweet earlier about – the guy saying Pearl, quote, wants it badly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not what Pearl said. That's somebody saying Pearl wants it badly, telling this guy. It's a game of telephone. But.
Well, who's Pearl's agent?
Well, yeah, that's. Yeah, exactly. I
have a guess, but I don't want to.
I mean, if you're Bruce. Like, I get the whole – I mean, Louisville, I mean, it's basketball first school, right? Like, it's not as obvious.
Yeah.
It's not as obvious as Kentucky. But I think it goes – Bruce Pearl's never gotten the blue blood job. He's always done it, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah.
So this would – I guess this could be the move. The ACC.
How old is Bruce Pearl? Is it weird to get a, let's say he did get the Louisville job, and you're considering it a blue blood.
61.
Okay. I guess that's not like crazy old to get your first crack at a, you know, big time program like that. I mean, it is kind of strange, though. He has no tie to Louisville whatsoever. Of course, I guess he didn't really have one to Auburn other than he was at Tennessee. He didn't have one to Tennessee at the time. Okay. I could see it. I'd really like that, because then when I watch them play, I don't have to kind of feel, you know, torn between wanting an SEC team like Auburn to lose, being jealous of another SEC team for having the coach that, you know, we had that was really successful. If it's Louisville, it's Louisville. Louisville's been kind of a mess. That athletic department in the last decade or so has been kind of trashy.
If I
was going to take that job, you'd have to airtight that contract, because I don't want to have to deal with any of that junk.
Any kind of perfect for that, though? Like the chaos, Bruce Pearl?
Dude, he thrives in it. Yeah. I mean, you've ever watched his teams play, that's what they do. It's just, it's 40 minutes of chaos. I mean, they got down, what were they down last night? 14-2 or 16-3, something like that. And then lickety split, they tied the game. It was like nothing. He just, whatever, just keep playing. Captain Touchback says local radio in Louisville mentioned Pearl for a couple weeks, but apparently they're saying that Louisville does not have the money to make a run at Bruce Pearl. That seems impossible.
You find the money. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have cut ties with Papa John. That's your first mistake. That guy had all the cancel culture. Could you imagine Papa and Bruce just running the town?
Oh, wow. My gosh. Talk about pizza for the student section.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect tie.
Yeah.
But they said no. They don't want to deal with the Papa anymore. John, what's his last name? John. Anyway, really weird guy. Loves to get sauced at big games, though. Good for him. Mm-hmm. Sauced. No pun intended.
Papa John is heavy on the sauce. Huh. Cut the check.
I get light sauce.